Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, the federal government sent letters to eight states, Arizona, South Carolina, Florida, Iowa, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, and Utah, warning them that withholding money from school districts who imposed mask mandates pursuant to CDC recommendations is illegal. The operative words, quote, "You can't block federal funds from schools for any purpose, and especially not for asking kids or requiring them to wear masks," end quote. What's going on here? In Florida, you have DeSantis, who is not only doubling down on anti-masking and anti-vaxxing, but he has directed through executive order that school districts that have mask requirements are going to get cut off from their funding. And the salaries of the superintendents and the supervisory people will be cut off. That's illegal. Where do you think that money comes from in every state? Much or most of it comes from the federal government, state taxes. The federal government decides how that is spent. And under Joe Biden, the federal government strongly is pro-vaccine and pro-mask. And the CDC is pro-vaccine and pro-mask. Period. End of story. So these right-wing nuts that are pulling this in Arizona, South Carolina, Florida, Iowa, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, and Utah, all of them are breaking the law when they threaten it or do it. And Florida is the most prominent one right now. And the irony is, of course, in Florida, the coronavirus is sweeping through that state, and they have a substantial increase. And also pediatric ICU patients. Because when the governor says something like that, some people take it seriously when he says, "I'll cut off your money if you require masks." And some parents go, "Oh, well, if the governor's saying that, maybe he's right." What do you mean, maybe he's right? What do you mean, maybe he's right? What do you mean, maybe he is right? Well, we set him straight. It is against the law to withhold federal funds. Who does DeSantis think he is? You think it's his money? It's not even his state's money. It's the federal government taxes that are going to the states for education. And these clowns are interfering with education in their own state. Go to the lines. Dan of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dan?
Hey, Matt. I know you were a lawyer or are a lawyer, so maybe you can explain that. But my understanding that states have plenary power over schools, so they should be able. I'm not saying it's right. I completely agree with you that they should not do this to schools. But I'm just wondering, what's the legal argument of saying that it's illegal to withhold that? It's my understanding all the federal government can do is say, if you don't do what we want, we will not fund anything. That's basically their power.
Well, a good question, Dan. Let me give you the response. When you say things like plenary power, that you, people say that, and you know they think that has a ton of meaning. Let's sort of unpack it. In the 10th Amendment to the Constitution, it says matters not specifically delineated by the federal government left up to the states. Later in the 19th century, the court started to use the Commerce Clause in the Constitution, and into the 20th century, saying that if it's impact on interstate commerce, the federal government can do certain things. And so one of the most amazing examples was in agricultural policy back in the 30s. Remember, for a long time, farmers were paid not to plant crops or not to produce something so that they didn't glut the market. And people said, how the heck can they do that? And the Supreme Court said, well, it has an impact on commerce. Well, you know, that's a stretch, but that's what happened. Well, in this particular case, one of the no-brainers is if the government sends money, they can tell you how to spend it, period, end of story. Now, what DeSantis is saying by threatening them is he's talking about money that's already been received by Florida. They've already received it. That is the law. That is the law. And if he withholds it, once he has been has received it under those stipulations, that's illegal. Now, let's say that we extend your argument this way. Let's just say he sends the federal money back to Washington. This is what Scott Walker did, remember, with the Medicaid reimbursement. He said, we turned it down, and he never received it. If he had, he would have turned it back. And a lot of Republican states did that. The Republican bill on that didn't require that they take it. The Republican, it wasn't the Republican bill. Well, it really was, actually, because they dominated the legislature for a while, the Congress. But if the Congress passed a law that says you're going to get education money and you are going to get Medicaid money and you must accept it, if I were a Supreme Court justice, I'd say that's absolutely constitutional. That has more impact on commerce than anything that's been decided before this, number one. And number two, these are federal tax dollars and you must use them. Now, if there are fights on how they use them, they can't discriminate on race among school districts. They can't discriminate on this or that. They can decide, okay, we are going to put, money on curriculum that emphasizes the basics and not this, that, that you can start talking about. But if the federal government specifically does a mandate and sends the money, especially in this case, they've already gotten the money. He's sitting on it. Well, he can't sit on it. He took it and he's got to spend it. So the fact is that eight of them got letters, and apparently the federal government agrees with me. Eight of them got letters and says it is illegal to block federal funds from the schools or the mask mandate. The stronger thing right now, I agree with you, would be if we had a Congress that had a brain in its head and weren't dominated on the Republican side by the QAnon cult, they'd pass a supplement and they would simply say, the states are going to be allocated this amount of money based on population. They will spend it on education. And here's a curriculum. And under the Commerce Clause in the 10th Amendment, I think that they'd be very hard pressed to say, well, we can disobey that. All this business about the states, remember the original colonies, they were like little countries. It was a big deal getting them to get together in a federal organization, which is the United States of America. And you had people like Adams and Hamilton who wanted more federal control, and you had Jefferson and the others who wanted more states' rights control. We fought that over 200 years, but it's a lot of baloney. It was used to enforce segregation back through the 50s and into the 60s. And right now, everybody's going, oh, states, give me a break. Give me a break. There's 50 states, and we're all one United States of America. Give me a break. And so they're going, oh, well, I like the precedent from 1798 or something. Hey, too bad, Jack. Too bad. You're going to get this money. You're going to get it, and you're going to spend it on education. In DeSantis' case, he already got the money. What's he going to do? Is he going to try to sneak it in and use it for something else? If he did that, he'd be in trouble. He knows he's not going to do that. He's lying in the weeds. You see those slitty little eyes as he weasels through the weeds. You hear the rattle from the tall grass. That's DeSantis. That is a Republican governor in every state pulling this stuff. Thanks for calling in. We're going to the lines. No, we're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. We'll be back after the break.